欢你今日又有机会同各位相聚。
I'm so glad to be together, to be with you together again today.
每次同众圣徒敬拜神系一个好快乐嘅事。
It's such gladness when we can worship together as believers.
我想问你一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
呢啲我前面嗰啲唔讲啦，就今日讲嘅。你会唔会中意同一个忘恩负义、自私贪婪嘅人做朋友呢
？I want to ask you, do you want to be a friend with an unthankful, selfish, and greedy person?
有边个中意同呢啲咁嘅人做朋友嘅？你请你举手。
Raise your hand if you want to be a friend with such a person.
我相信冇一个人会中意同啲咁嘅人做朋友。
I believe nobody wants to be a friend with such a person.
若果喺大学里边嗰个系你个 roommate， 系你室友咧，就更加难受。
It would be terrible if your college roommate is like that.
我记得喺大学入大学嘅时候，嗰个 roommate 咧就好160磅，好大只。
I remember when I was in college, my roommate was about 160 pounds and a strong guy.
你知道大學入邊有玩新生嗰種嘅遊戲嘅。
At that time, there was an initiation for freshmen.
佢話 ：Timothy， 若果你能夠整低我咧，你就可以搬入呢間房。
And he said to me, Timothy, if you can push me down, you can enter this room.
我嗰時候得118磅。
At that time, I weigh about 118 pounds.
我而家142磅。
And now I'm at 142 pounds.
我152磅。
152 pounds.
加埋对鞋。
That would be including my shoes.
啊，真系好奇。喺两礼拜之前，我仲未入去之前咧，有个韩国仔教我嗰啲 judo， 即系柔术。
Amazingly, 2 weeks before I entered college, a Korean friend taught me judo.
於是我話：得，今次係我實習機會。
So I thought a good chance for me to practice。
唔使兩分鐘，我將佢160磅嘅整低佢落地下。
So under 2 minutes, I got him down to the floor。
嗰次咧就出咗名啦喺宿舍就。
So I became famous after that。
哇！有一個咁嘅室友 roommate 同你一齊住，你話覺得會唔會舒服咧？你話？
Would be comfortable with such a roommate.
若果系神又点睇人呢？同佢称人系佢所做嘅，又系佢所爱嘅。但系呢班佢所做嘅人对佢忘恩负义，又自私贪婪。你话神佢心系点样谂法呢
？How does God view man with his creation and we are such unselfish, greedy, and unthankful people?
我相信神都好难受。
I believe God is feeling really bad now。
你睇下马拉基书，神藉着先知马拉基有好多个问题，好多个责备对佢自己嘅子民。
God revealed to His people through the prophet Malachi。
就系佢嘅子民有神嘅律法，有神嘅教训、律例、典章，但系都竟然变成一个自私自利一班咁嘅人。
God's people has His law and His teachings, but they became selfish, unthankful, and unwilling to give God His praise.
布道家郭培利讲嗰句说话真系好有意思嘅。
And Billy Graham has once said, and this is really meaningful.
佢一个人失去金钱唔算得乜嘢。
It's not a big deal if a person lost his money.
一个人失去健康咧，系会好难过。
And he will feel terrible if he lost his health.
但系一个人失咗人格，即系佢冇咗个 character， 失人格咧，佢就乜嘢都冇得剩噶啦。
But if one lost his character, he would lose everything.
神嘅子民就落到个地步，好似乜都冇啦。
And God's people seemingly has lost everything.
我睇下。呢章圣经就系马拉基书第三章第8-9节，点讲咧？神对佢子民嘅责备。
And let's look at What God tells his people through Malachi chapter 3 verse 8.
佢話呢一班人都係奪取或者搶掠呢個神佢嘅之物。
These people take away or rob God.
點解人咁大膽同佢哋所敬拜嘅神？好似頭先我哋所讀嘅聖經，神係公義、高高在上、滿有權能嘅神。點解人可以竟然搶神嘅物呢？
God is an almighty God. Why would people dare and so brazen to rob him?
如果你係六尺高嘅話，
if you are 6 foot tall,
你就算行喺唐人街晚黑，而家最近有好多搶劫嘅事啊，你知啊。
In Chinatown, there are like a robberies, as you know.
但你有六尺高，嚇、啊，或者180磅，你話嗰啲咁嘅細路，16、17歲，敢唔敢埋搶你個銀包？你話啦。
But if you were 6 foot tall and 180 pounds, would those teenagers dare enough to rob you?
除非有支槍佢打你啦。
Unless he has a gun.
但係通常，一個細路梗唔敢從一個大人搶嘢，唔敢搶大人嘅嘢嘅。
Usually, kids wouldn't dare enough to rob such a big guy.
佢呢班人敢搶神之物，因為佢對神有個錯誤嘅認識同埋錯誤嘅睇法。
For these people who dare not enough to rob God because they have a misunderstanding of God.
佢睇唔起神。
They look down on God.
唔對神尊敬。
They did not respect God.
本來神要佢啲子民尊敬佢，好似兒子尊敬父親，尊崇佢，好似人對呢位獨一嘅真神嘅敬拜一樣。
God demanded people to respect him as a son to his father.
馬拉基先知指出三件事，好多件，不過我只係列出三件事，佢哋點樣對神嘅藐視。
Let us look at three things that the people has looked down on God.
第一件事咧就話佢哋係去話去上聖殿敬拜神，但係有口無心嘅，冇行為嘅。
They're saying they are worshiping God in His temple, but that's only in their words, but not in their heart.
點證明佢哋咁咧？
What has proven this?
因為你舊約你知啦，大家要去獻祭噶嘛。
As you know, in the Old Testament, they have to give offerings.
有時獻牛獻羊係咪？
They have to give offer calf and.
佢去獻嘅時候咧，帶嗰啲牛傷咗嘅，啲羊係跛腳嘅、盲眼嘅，將啲感覺就拎去聖殿獻祭。
When they were offering to God at that time, they were offering calves that has broken legs and sheep. That was sick.
神話：你俾你嘅省長送禮物俾你省長，你都唔會咁做啦，你都唔會俾只嚇跛腳嘅牛啊、盲眼嘅羊啊咁樣拎啲去俾省長啦。
And God said, "You wouldn't given unto your government officials calves and sheep like these."
但你哋竟然咁樣嚟對我
，And you are dealing with me like this.
證明佢哋真係冇心去敬拜神嘅。
That proves that you don't worship God with your heart.
你知我哋收奉獻咧，一個袋係冇錯，係啦。
You know, as we are collecting offering with our.
咁咪呢個係發生喺我以前一間教會度。
That happened in a church that I used to attend.
咁咪收奉獻啦。
We're collecting.
啊，發覺收奉獻裏邊咧，發覺有幾多紐喺度喎，唔係錢喎。
Once we found a button instead of money in the offering bags.
我管呢個人咧就話：咦，個個都要擠啲嘢落去嘅喎，咁我又唔想擠錢啦，咁擠幾多紐落去咯。
So this person might be thinking everybody is giving their offering, but I don't want to give money, so I pretend and put a button on it in it.
佢去教會嘅目的係乜嘢？我唔知啦。
I don't know what's his purpose to come to church.
或者有啲人以前就係話。啲洗淨嘅錢或者嗰張一蚊錢爛到咧都唔知有冇人要嘅，咁就擠落去奉獻。你話咁嘅態度，咁樣嘅敬拜，咁樣奉獻，會唔會得神嘅喜悅咧
？If people were to give their leftovers and crumble old dollar bills into their offerings, would God be pleased with such offerings？
第二件事，嗰啲人咧對神嘅唔尊敬咧，就係嗰班祭司啊。
And the second thing about these people is are their priests。
佢哋嘅責任除咗獻祭，仲要教導人民神嘅説話、神嘅典章嘅。
Besides giving God's offering, the priests are supposed to teach the people God's laws.
即係做牧師嘅，要探訪會友、關懷會友，仲要講道，仲要訓練會友，係嘛？呢個啲差不多牧師一定要做嘅事。
Just like a pastor, now they have to go do visitation and teach people the Bible and to preach on Sundays.
但神話呢班祭司好似阿巴狗咁樣，唔出聲，冇將神嘅説話教導佢子民。
And these priests were like hush puppies. They were silent and did not teach the people.
第三個佢哋嘅做錯咩咧？就係嗰班人其實已經結咗婚噶啦，但係佢而家就貪新忘舊，就娶二奶，就係娶嗰啲拜偶像嗰啲嘅女人做佢太太。
And the third thing they did wrong was, those men were married, but they were going after the idol worshippers and had an ungodly relationship with them.
你睇翻舊約摩西就話，千萬唔好同嗰啲迦南當地嘅女子，嗰啲拜偶像女子結婚。恐怕佢會引誘你嘅心離開神，恐怕你嘅仔女亦都唔記得神嘅恩惠。
In the Old Testament, clearly stated, do not marry and do not go after the woman who are idol worshippers, for they will lead you astray and lead your children astray.
神對佢哋話：我有能力可以做多過一個女人，但點解我只做一男一女呢？就因為想你哋有一個敬虔嘅子孫、敬虔嘅仔女。
God has the ability to make more than one woman, but the reason God made only one man and one woman is for them to have the righteous relationship and to worship God in the right way.
一男一女結婚，咁佢會生細路哥啦，有後代啦。
One man and woman got married and they have children.
而家仲弊在咧，仲兩男，男同男，女同女添。
Worse yet now, we have men and men together, and women and women together.
會唔會有後代咧
？Would they have children？
佢哋可以徵收後代，佢哋唔可以產生後代。話俾你聽 ，they can recruit, but they cannot reproduce.
So they can recruit and adopt, but they cannot reproduce themselves.
呢個違反天然律，亦都違反神嘅律。
Against nature and against God.
呢一班人不但只娶不信嘅拜偶像嘅女人做第二个妻子，仲加上咧虐待佢自己嘅所谓正室，即系佢最先结婚个。神最憎恶人虐待妻子同埋咩啊？同埋离婚系神最憎恶嘅。
Not only these men would marry an idol worshipping woman, but they were cruel and They were cruel to their first original wife, and that is what God hated.
因为做呢啲咁嘅恶事，神就好厌恶呢一班人。
Because of what they did, God not hated them.
仲有一件事，神提醒佢哋嘅。
And God reminded them another thing.
就系佢哋应该将十分之一拎去圣殿奉献俾神嘅，佢哋冇做到。
They were supposed to be tithing, but they did not do that.
当纳嘅佢哋冇做，不纳。
What should be given to God, they did not.
你明白佢哋嗰个制度系咁样？神祝福佢哋，叫佢哋十分之一拎去圣殿，维修圣殿嘅用，祭司嘅用处，同埋呢个系即系差不多好处，佢哋嘅嗰个税收十分一系属于神嘅，讲得好清楚噶啦喺旧约。
That was the way God has set up in the Old Testament.They have to give one tenth of what they make to the temple, so they can maintain God's temple and God's work.
但系佢哋对神系咁嘅态度，所以佢哋冇做到呢件事，或者做得唔够。
But such was the attitude; they did not tithe unto the law.
第二件事咧，当献嘅佢哋唔肯献上。
And they did not give according to God's instructions.
点解当献咧？嗰、那个十分一系差不多系俾圣殿嘅税收，或者神规定系一定要噶啦。
The tithing was set up by God。
当献嘅咩咧？就话佢哋是感恩，神祝福佢哋收成好，或者佢哋嘅牛羊啊产生又好好嘅时候咧，佢哋就有感恩嘅祭拎去圣殿。
They were supposed to have a thanksgiving offering to God when they have a abundance in crops and their and animals.
除此之外，呢啲感恩嘅奉獻，亦都係幫助嗰啲孤兒寡婦、嗰啲貧民，等佢哋都有得食。
And the thanksgiving offering will also a way to help the poor and the widows.
我哋今日教會都係有咁上下嘅情形。除咗我哋有啲好忠心嘅信徒十分一之外咧，佢都有感恩捐啊，或者係差傳嘅 mission 啊，呢就幫助傳福音，幫助嗰啲。或者慈惠捐啊，幫助嗰啲貧窮嘅人，我哋今日都有做。
And that's what we keep doing even today. Not only we tithe to our log, we also give our thanksgiving and mission offering and other offerings, so we can help missionary, help the church, and help the poor.
一個人嘅奉獻咧，同佢同對神嘅尊敬同埋愛心係好有關係嘅。
And it's a direct relationship for one's offering and our relationship and how they respect God.
當佢唔尊敬神、唔愛神嘅時候咧，佢嘅奉獻亦都會跟住減少。
When their respect and their love to God has decreased, and so does their offering.
係唔係佢哋唔奉獻，咁樣神咧就會肚餓，神就係好貧窮咧
？Would God be lack of anything or get poor if we do not offer?
聖經話神啊，我都唔需要你嘅牛嘅羊。只是需要你有一个感恩的心和有一个信服的心。
And in the Bible, it says God does not really need your animals and your money, but what God wants is your heart and your attitude.
他们因为这样对神的态度呢，结果什么呢？结果就说，那里说他什么？要受到咒诅。
And because of their attitude to God, they were cursed.
咒诅什么呢？种好多，杀好多种，但收入好少。
The curse was they have sowed a lot, but reap a little.
佢哋好似乎入息好多，但系好似放喺一个破漏嘅钱袋一样。
Seemingly they have a lack of income, but their money bag has a big hole in it.
呢个系一个咒诅。
That's the curse.
今日喺美国，好多人都好舍得买飞去睇球赛。
And today in America, a lot of people are willing to spend their money to look at
花钱去买彩票，花钱买 lotto。
Spend money on lotteries。
或者花钱去好豪华嘅旅游，乜都有啦。
Or luxury travel。
但一讲到奉献咧，佢即刻就唔同咗样啦。
But their face changed when we talk about offering。
我記得有個太太同我講：，哇！有次見到佢去參加婚禮，周圍就戴曬金鏈啊，哦，手又係金鏈啊，啊，我好有錢啊，乜乜啊咁樣。佢話俾我聽好有錢啊。
Remember once a lady was attending a wedding and she was wearing all this gold and jewelry and to show off her wealth。
我話：太太，你咁有錢啊，咁你不如捐啲俾佢支持宣教士啦。
So I asked that lady, "What's that? Is your wealth?" Want to give some money to the missionaries?
啊，唔係啊，我你知啊，我啲仔女要讀大學，又乜乜乜，跟住好多理由一堆出嚟啦，即刻就話自己窮啦。
But then she give all these reasons that my kids has gone to college and all sorts of reasons.
我哋今次從日本呢件事，我哋學咗個好大功課。
From what happened in Japan, we learned a big lesson.
你知唔知？日本人係嗰個經濟差不多係第二喺世界上第二位咁滯嘅啦，係咪
？Japan's economy was ranked about second in the world。
中國追上啦，就快中國第二位嘅啦。
China is catching up to them。
你知唔知我哋而家係借緊日本嘅錢使緊㗎
？You know the U.S. is borrowing money from Japan。
一蚊裏邊啊，美金所謂一蚊啊。
And in a dollar bill。
我昨天才知道，昨天有人打電話告訴我，
我回到 yesterday，
一元裡面有七毫子是借回來使的，我們使人家的錢的。
For every dollar, 70 cents were borrowed from other countries。
最大的債主是什麼？中國，我們借錢最多就是借中國錢，就是中國，中華人民共和國。
We owe the most debt to China。
跟住日本，
and then Japan,
跟住德國
and then German,
有樣嘢你簡直你都未聽過，你都唔相信啊。
And there are countries that you have never heard of.
香港排第七位，我哋借緊佢錢噶。
Hong Kong is ranked number
7. 嗱，你哋，你聽到個消息啦？而家香港啊，計劃緊每個人有身份證嗰啲啊，香港要借人身份證啊，你可以翻香港攞6000蚊一個人啦。
Lack of you might have heard if you for any legal resident of Hong Kong who are over 18, you get $60,000.
你以為？所以而家我翻香港人，俾人哋後邊講咩？嗰啲叫美餐，嗰啲叫加餐。個餐字即係話嗰啲咁嘅，即係嗰啲咩種咁解咧？話美餐加餐，即係以前澳門啲叫鹹蝦餐，即係 mix。
So nowadays when we go back to Hong Kong and China, we are the rednecks of that country.
但係今次日本，哇，好有錢！你知日本人好有錢。
And you know there are lack of wealth in Japan.
但係一個地震
，one earthquake。
一個海嘯
a tsunami,
一個核子的輻射
and then nuclear radiation.
你看看一片荒野淒涼的慘景
and you can see how the situation they are in.
死的至少10,000人以上
and over 10,000 deaths.
還有萬多人都已經失蹤去哪裡都不知道
and there are other thousands are missing.
有一條村是專捉鯊魚的
There's a village that specialize in
即係海港，係一個漁港嚟嘅。
That harbor is the specialty is catching.
90%嘅魚係由嗰度嚟輸送喺其他嘅城市。
So 90% of the fishery were from that village.
整個鎮冇曬。
And the whole town were wiped out.
咁啊，而家如果你去食日本嘅魚生，好快都要食啦。
So if you like sushi, you have to do it now.
你可以儲好多
，You can save up a lot of money，
但係一夜之間
，But overnight，
乜嘢都可以冇曬
，All can be wiped out。
我唔敢話係神嘅咒詛
，I can say this is a curse from God。
但係最得閒度俾我哋人睇到一件事，你可以儲好多，可以為自己積蓄好多，可以好貪心，可以好非常嘅自己盡量享受，但係你記得。可能一夜之間，你乜都冇曬。
One thing we learn is we can save up a lot of money, we can be greedy, we can have a lot of wealth, but it can be wiped out overnight.
2年前我翻香港。
2 years ago, went back to Hong Kong.
個牧師講緊件事喺2007年嘅時候。
The pastor was said during 2007.
喺12月5日嘅報紙度有個好大條新聞。
There was a big headline in the newspaper on December 5th.
有對夫婦，佢喺香港有間屋喺個水邊嗰度，2000尺大咁大。香港有2000尺嘅地就好犀利㗎啦，2000尺。
They had a 2,000-foot house by the sea.
有佢嘅有隻 yacht 即係遊艇。
And this couple and they also had a yacht.
有工人。
They have servants.
哇！真係豪華享受。
They were living in luxury.
但係9個月之內
，But within 9 months，
乜都冇曬。
They lost everything.
點解呢
？Why？
因為佢丈夫患咗癌症。
Because the husband had cancer.
個太太好掛心。
And the wife was really worried.
總之聽到邊個國家。有名醫嘅都帶佢丈夫要去醫，希望醫翻好佢。
Whenever she hears there's a good doctor in whatever country, she'll bring him there.
但係嗰幾個月裏邊用曬錢，屋賣，遊艇冇曬，乜都冇曬，就係醫藥費上邊。
So the medical cost would wipe them out in 9 months.
跟住仲有一件事。
And another news.
丈夫死咗。
And the husband passed away.
又冇仔女剩翻，
啲人冇潮短。
個太太去做唔係菲佣，係做華佣去打工，
And、
要去同人哋打工抹洗廁所、打掃喺屋企、燙衫、買餸、做工人。
And the wife become a maid to other family。
當我哋唔尊重神嘅時候，你可以話 儲蓄好多，但係記得一件事，真係一夜之間好多嘅變化。
When we don't worship and respect God, no matter how much wealth you accumulated, you can lose them all overnight.
我睇第二段啲聖經嗰度話咩？第十至十一節咧，神對佢子民嘅挑戰。
And on verse 10 to 11, God gave His challenge to His people.
叫佢哋挑戰咩咧？你捐十分之一。
And God's challenge is when you tithe.
我知道好多人都好憎聽呢個字。一话捐十分一咧，一系就估嗰个牧师梗系话嫌薪水少，一系咧就系又嚟作我哋嘅荷包，系嘛？梗系好唔中意听呢个字眼，我知道。
A lot of people don't like to hear the word tithe because whenever the preachers talk about such topic，
所以好多牧师尽量都唔好讲呢个题目。
So a lot of preachers were avoiding these topics. People might think he was.
我退休了，我又唔需要你養我，所以我先咁講啫嘛。
The only reason I can talk about it is I'm already retired.
我有 Medicare， 亦都係有呢個嘅一啲嘅所謂叫做 annuity 啊，即係嗰啲咩儲蓄，夠兩夫婦食同埋使乜都好啦，簡單生簡樸生活，唔使食魚翅啊，唔使食嗰啲嘢嘅啫。
I have my health care and my savings, so it's enough for pastor and their wife. So,
咁啊，啲人就話啦，佢十一奉獻呢個係舊約嘅事，你揾雲新約都冇叫人使奉獻啫。
A lot of people will say tithing is in the Old Testament. You cannot find the word tithe in the New Testament.
你講得啱，喺新約揾唔到使奉獻呢幾個字。
You're correct. You cannot find the word tithe in the New Testament.
但是有个原则你要知道。
But that's a principle you should know.
旧约神话祝福他们透过奉献，但是新约恩典时代我们所得的恩典和福气是比以色列人更多，你知不知道？
And God was giving a blessing to his people in the Old Testament by their tithing. But in the New Testament, our blessing was even greater.
很简单，旧约若果自己得罪神、得罪人嘅時候，你要拎只羊、拎只牛去獻祭，等神赦免你，要咁樣做法。
And in the Old Testament, if you offended God or offend other people, you have to give a calf or a sheep as your offering to make peace.
你今日咧唔使，你得罪神、得罪人都好，你只要誠心謙卑求主赦免你，或者求嗰人赦免你，咁就搞掂啦。
Today we are living in the New Testament. If you offend God or offend other people, you just have to humbly and with all your hearts to ask for forgiveness.
因为耶稣基督已经十字架上为我哋罪钉死十字架，我哋唔需要再揾牛揾羊嚟代替咗我哋嘅赦罪嘅仪式。
Because by nail to the cross and die, Jesus has paid for all our transgressions, so we don't have to give calves and sheep.
神都同你悭咗好多钱噶啦。
God has saved you a lot of money this way.
有邊個人肯每個月拎只羊去獻祭啊？只牛去禮拜堂啊？有邊個啊
？How many of you would want to bring a calf or bring a sheep to the church for your offering now?
聖經話俾我哋聽咧，佢話使你與人不同係咩咧？我哋都係領受噶，乜嘢都係神俾我哋噶。
And the Bible told us what set you apart is everything we're given is from God.
好似話。时间、恩赐、学问、健康、生命、儿女、金钱，呢啲都系神俾我哋噶，唔系我哋自己有咁嘅本领去得到噶。
All our gifts, all our talents, all our time, our children, our wealth, everything that we have is a gift from God.
你话哦，使奉献太多，我啲学新约好啲。
And you might say, well, for the offering purpose, I like to believe in the New Testament better.
但系如果学新约咩，我话俾你听。
I can tell you one thing about the New Testament.
新約的例子就是100%的奉獻。
The example in the New Testament gives is you are supposed to give 100%.
那個寡婦有兩個斗領，你記不記得？那個寡婦兩個小錢，兩個斗領。
Remember the parable of this old lady has two coins.
耶穌在這麼多崇拜裡面，他特別看到這個寡婦捐奉獻的時候，他全部擠了下去。
From all these offerings Jesus was seeing, he only mentioned this widow's two coins.
佢話佢個奉獻係比其他人都多。
Because her offering is much greater than anyone else.
因為嗰兩個豆領就係佢嗰日食飯嘅錢嚟嘅。
The two coins she had were her meal money for that day.
佢嗰陣冇飯食。
Because of her offering,
佢完全奉獻俾神。
She went hungry that day, and because she gave everything to God.
佢係百分之百嘅奉獻。
That's 100% offering.
仲有一個細路仔咧。
There was this child.
有五餅二魚係咪？
Five fish and two loaves.
我想係佢媽媽叫帶去嗱，你聽耶穌講故事，好，你帶啲午餐呢個夠你食兩餐嘅，帶去啦。
So she wanted to bring the kids to the sermon. I pack a lunch with the kids.
但係佢全部奉獻俾耶穌。
He gave it all to Jesus.
而因為佢嘅五餅魚，亦都餵飽咗五千人。
Because of his loaves and fish, it was fed to 5,000 people.
佢一百之百嘅奉獻。
100% offering.
你可唔可以做到
？Can you do it?
仲有一個人啊。
And another person.
佢叫巴拿巴啊。
His name is Barnabas.
佢喺塞浦路斯有地有屋噶。
He has land and house and all sorts of properties.
喺 Cyprus.
In Cyprus.
啊，嗰度係度假區，好靚嘅。
It's a tourist attraction place.
佢竟然賣咗嗰啲嘅屋同埋地咧，將啲錢放喺仕途嘅面前，喺《使徒行傳》嗰度講，全部擠喺仕途嘅面前。
So he sold his land and house and give all his money to the disciples.
你會唔會拎你嗰架 Lexus 啊？呢個譚牧師呢架車係俾教會嘅，你會唔會咁做啊
？Would you give your Lexus to Pastor Tim and said, "This is my offering to the church"?
神要求。他就说将你的奉献传业出入仓库，即是说在今天来讲，全部十分一交给教会。
God said, bring your whole tithe into the storehouse. That means give everything to the church.
教会几时都很多时候都是仅仅可以够开支的。
Most of the time, the church has is barely enough.
但是多数教会都不会浪费信徒的金钱的。
Most churches will not waste the members' money.
好似我哋头先嗰位姊妹 Cathy， 佢要去短宣或者乜嘢，好多嘅使费都系要藉着教会嚟支持嚟帮助佢哋。
Just like when Cathy was giving us her testimony, a lot of time a missionary need a lot of money for expenses for the missionary work.
仲有咧，使我家有粮。就話等神嘅家能夠有充足嘅糧食。
And God also said, there may be food in my house.
唔使出現赤字，咁啊教會嘅見證嚟嘅。
It's a good testimony for the church if we're not in the world.
但係你話哇，奉獻十分一好難做嘅喎，但係神有句説話跟住講嘅，以此試試我，你可以試下先。你嘅信心唔夠，我知道。啊，你奉獻啊！2% 已經好辛苦啦，仲話 10%， 你可以試下睇個神所講嘅真啊，定係抑或係你自己嘅信心少，你可以試下嘅。神唔會逼你嘅。
You might say tithing is such a difficult thing, and God would say to you, "Why don't you give it a try? You can try 2% or whatever you can give, and see how faithful God is, and see how." And see if it's faithful from God.
我喺呢個喺電腦嘅 internet 咧，就係有人寫篇文章嘅十一奉獻之後。
And there's an article I found in the internet. The title is "After Tithing."
佢咧就係初佢第一最憎聽呢個題目。後嚟慢慢做基督徒之後，明白真理咧，就開始話啊，都唔差，都可以試下嘅喎。
At first, he hated the word "tithe," and then after he became a Christian and learned more. He wanted to give it a try.
嗱，我讀俾聽佢見證一部分。佢講話開始十一奉獻咧，真係不容易。
Part of his testimony is when I first started offering tithing, it was very difficult.
也有點捨不得。
And I wasn't willing to do that at first.
我哋租個房子嘅時候，係把房租、電費、煤氣都放喺第一位。
When we rented a house, we put the rent and the utility charges at first.
於是呢，咁啊，我就咁諗啦。
And then I thought to myself，
好啦，十一奉獻就當係就係我交地租啦。
Let me make my tithing a part of well, I'll treat it like a tax.
Public tax.
Tax.
個地球當佢地球嘅租金啦。
It's like I'm renting a place on Earth.
因為點解咧？因為陽光、雨水、空氣呢幾樣嘢冇咗佢唔得噶嘛。
Because I can't do without sunshine, air and water.
冇呢幾樣我唔可以生存噶嘛。
I can't live without them.
所以我就把啲十一奉獻放喺電器啊、水費啊、房租之前。
So I put my tithing in front of my utility bills.
佢話當係對天父嘅孝敬。
It's like my way to offer to my heavenly father.
咁佢經過六個月咁樣嚟試下咧。
After he tried that for 6 months.
啊，發覺不但冇少到。
And he found out he didn't his money wasn't any less.
而且仲多咗添。
But it actually was more.
點解本來佢係一個喺郵政局做 part time 嘅工作嚟嘅
？Because at first he was a part time worker in the post office.
過咗幾個月，原來郵政局叫佢做 full time.
After a few months, he was promoted to a full time job.
於是佢嘅入息咪增加咗咯。
So his income increased.
咁呢個就係一個例子，就話我哋可以試下神究竟係咪真係會祝福我哋所奉獻嘅。
So we can give it a try, see if God would give us blessing for our offerings.
神嘅保證就話佢會打開天上出户傾福落嚟，甚至無處可用。
God's promise, He will open the warehouse in heaven and bless us.
你可以試下。
You can give it a try.
睇過係咪真係會咁樣發生
？Let's see if that's what's going to happen.
第二咧，神會為你斥責嗰啲蝗蟲、吞噬者。
And the second promise is, God will rebuild the devourer.
因為佢哋係緊農業國家嚟嘅。
Because at that time they were, their main income was from farming.
蝗蟲會食曬佢哋嘅植物。
The locusts would eat all their crops.
嗰啲果子未熟就跌落地咧，又係一個損失嚟嘅。
If the fruit fall to the ground before they were ripe,
農夫遇到呢啲咁嘅情形，係一個好淒涼嘅情形。
It's something farmers never want to happen.
今日都有好多吞噬者喺我哋周圍。
And today we are surrounded by devourers.
你睇好多家好多破碎嘅家庭。
A lot of broken families.
好多人嘅工作唔穩定。
Lack of unstable workforce.
好多嗰啲青年子女反叛个家长。
Teenagers were rebellious to parents.
吸毒。
Drug addicts.
投资失败。
Loss in investments.
我哋嘅钱通货膨胀。
And we lost, our money lost value simply by inflation.
呢排你睇 TV， 你见到好多人叫你买金，系咪？保值啊嘛。
Now a lot of people will tell you to buy gold.
聖經話金都會生鏽嘅。
And the Bible tells us even gold would get worse.
呢啲就係吞噬者，好似蝗蟲咁樣，就會吞噬者會唔見咗嘅。
These are the devourer among us.
佢果子不熟而落，點解呢
？What does it mean by unripe fruit fell to the ground？
即係未到收成就跌落地啦，咁你話幾可惜啊？
Because those fruit were not time for harvest yet, and they fell to the ground.
好簡單，我哋今日都會見到咁嘅情形。
And we are seeing all the
公司同你簽兩年嘅合同。
Your company might sign a two-year contract with you.
一年後就將你解僱。
But you were dismissed after 1 year.
呢個好似果子不熟而落。
That would be just like the fruit who fell to the ground.
我哋嘅仔女 drop out from school.逃學唔讀書
，Our kids drop off from school and play hockey.
有啲就中年喪偶
，There are people who lost their mate in their middle age.
有啲女仔成為咗未婚媽媽
，There are teenage girls who became unwed mothers.
都未結婚啫，咁佢有細佬哥啦
，They had children before they were married.
呢啲咪好似果子不熟而落咩？
Just like the fruit who fell to the ground before they were ripe.
有次有個婚禮
There was this one wedding once.
你知婚禮完之後點啊？咁就係出就對新人出去啦，係咪啊？
After the wedding ceremony, the newlywed would walk out.
出去嘅時候，啲人就撒咩？有啲撒米啦，有啲撒呢個嘅雀粟啦，係咪啊？
Some would throw rice or bird seed to them.
啊，嗰次咧出去嘅時候咧，嗰啲人撒飯喎。
There were once the people who throw cooked rice to them.
佢話俾你聽，唔係我證婚嗰次。
But I wasn't officiating that wedding.
咁佢點啊？係點解會撒飯噶
？Why are they throwing cooked rice to them？
佢你有冇注意個新郎個肚脹咗啦
？Well, have you noticed the
米成炊啊
？You noticed the bride's stomach is a little bulky and
呢啲就果子不熟而落。
That's the unripe fruit fell to the ground。
我相信冇人願意得到呢啲咁嘅消息。
I believe nobody want news like this。
我喺時間咧，我就快啲結束。神俾佢哋嘅應許咩咧
？And what's God's promise to His people？
佢話咧，你哋會被稱為有福之民。如果你咁做嘅時候，照神所吩咐佢做嘅時候
，If you obey God's command, all nations will call you blessed。
你出也蒙福，又話蒙福喺《申命記》28章1-14所講嘅。
In Deuteronomy, we tell us。No matter if you are come and go, you are blessed.
佢話：你個房屋蒙福，你個灶頭都蒙福嘅。
If your house is blessed, your kitchen is blessed.
你個田間蒙福，你喺你嘅城市入邊都蒙福。
If your family is blessed, your city is blessed.
但係今日美國會唔會稱為蒙福有福之民呢
？But today the is the U.S. being called an A nation of blessed nation.
自從美國最高法院廢除十戒之後
，since the Supreme Court struck down the Ten Commandments，
學校取消讀經祈禱之後
，and the schools cancelled our reading of scripture and prayers，
學校成為咗一個戰場
，the school became a battlefield。
你知一個你入去學校 high school 嘅事，有個 metal detector 嘛？測驗器啊！你入去時候帶刀帶槍，你知道噶。
In the inner city, if you want to go into a high school, you have to go through a metal detector.
避孕套嘅文化係必修科。
And it's required that you have to learn in school how to use a condom.
係墮胎嘅一族。
There were generation of abortion.
充滿兇殺嘅社會。
Society filled with murderers.
冇人敢再叫美國人係蒙福有福之民。
Nobody would ever call America the blessed nation。
你知南美洲啲人點樣講啊
？What do you think the South American people are saying now？
佢如果你將你嘅雪櫃啊、電視啊、所有電器用品俾過我
，If you give me all your refrigerator or TV and appliance，
但係加埋你哋嗰個離婚記錄咧，我就寧可唔要。
But if youAdd on your divorce rates. I don't want any of them.
我哋已經唔係再被稱為有福之民。
We are no longer the blessed nation.
仲有咧喜樂之地。
And God will call you the land. Your land will be a delightful land.
以色列人最大嘅喜樂係咩咧
？What are the Israelites?
就當嗰啲被人哋搶咗去，即係掳掠咗去嘅人翻翻嚟嘅時候。
They're most happy when they are captured are returned to them.
你記得十幾廿年前咧，美國30多個人就係做咗喺伊朗做人質，係咪
？You might remember about 30 years ago, there were a lot of hostages in Iran.
當佢哋放佢翻嚟嘅時候
，When they were released,
全個美國都歡呼喜樂。
The whole nation will rejoice.
乜嘢能够成为教会称为喜乐之地呢
？What can a church call a delightful land？
就每次我记得复活节有人洗礼嘅时候，或者圣诞节洗礼嘅时候，个个都欢笑，个个都拍掌，个个都系高兴嘅。
Remember, when we're doing Easter and Christmas, when we have baptism, the whole church will rejoice.
因为睇见有人得救信耶稣
，because We can see people who are safe and become a children of Christ.
一个罪人悔改, 天上的使者都欢喜。
When the sinner became a Christian, the heavenly host would rejoice.
所以有个人信主的时候, 真的越多人信主, 那个人教会就越充满喜乐。
When the more people who came to Christ in that church, the more rejoice for that church became.
结束的时候，我想各位就一齐读呢节圣经。
In conclusion, I want to all of you to read this verse.
我哋想做一个蒙福嘅人咧，依家做咒诅之民咧，在乎你我信心嘅抉择。Whether
we become blessed or cursed, that is the decision you make.
呢节圣经，请各位一齐读。Let
us read this all together.
你英文又好，中文又好，我读一次。
Whether in English or Chinese, let's with this all together.
你要財物和一切初熟的土產尊榮耶和華，這樣你的倉庫必充滿有餘，你的酒槽必有新酒人溢。這是神的說話的應許。Let's
start with this all in English once. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with his first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled with overflowing. And your rest will bring over with new wine.
我希望我们能够凭着信心接着神的说话去做。
Let us follow God's word with faith.
请大家低头祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，多谢你的说话。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your words.
求主俾我哋对你尊敬同埋对你尊崇。
Let us give you your respect and our worship.
感激你嘅大爱。
Thank you for your love.
感激你嘅救恩。
Thank you for your salvation.
呢啲身外嘅财物都系好少嘅事。
Our poverty is a small thing.
但你将你独生爱子赐俾我哋，却系我哋想象唔到嘅。
It is when you give us your only son is something that we cannot think.
唔系我哋金钱可以买到嘅。
It is not something that we can buy.
天父啊，我哋感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give you our thanksgiving.
你使我哋蒙咁大嘅福气。
You give us our blessings.
我哋多谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣圣名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.